Good morning and welcome to the program. It's great to have you along with us this morning. You know that prayer is one of the greatest privileges that God has given to His children. However, we may not have the degree of faith in prayer that we should have. So why is it that sometimes we do not have faith in prayer? Well, sometimes we may feel that it's a failure on God's part to answer. Some might be asking, is God really listening? So I'd like to talk about that this morning. Is God really listening? If you will, turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 1 at verse 5. Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. It says, "There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years." So here we see two godly people that were older. They were advanced in years, that it says. And we continue to read in verse 8, "So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of people was praying outside at the hour of incense." Verse 11, "Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth.'" So here we see an angel told them that their prayers for a child had been answered. Of course, we didn't read about their prayers for a child because it must have happened a long time ago. Let's continue reading in verse 15. "For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be also filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zacharias said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." So we see here that Zacharias was surprised, which indicates that he must have not recently been praying for a child. Don't you think that perhaps this couple may have asked many times the same questions that we ask? Perhaps they wondered why God hadn't answered their prayers yet. In fact, they had probably given up on having a child. However, God had not forgotten their prayers. He simply delayed his answer. So how should we deal with prayers that are seemingly unanswered? Well, first of all, we cannot forsake God. We know that Zacharias and Elizabeth were both probably disappointed when they didn't get the answer that they wanted when they had asked God for a child. However, they didn't turn their backs on God. If you remember, when Zacharias learned that they were going to have a child, he was in God's house doing his priestly duty. And by this time, he had probably quit praying for a child because he was getting older. But he did not quit serving God. So our seemingly unanswered prayers may be one of God's ways to test our faith. James chapter 1, verse 3 reads, "Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." You see, God works in many ways, and sometimes He allows us to be tested so we can learn patience, so we can gain wisdom. Remember, though, that the answer to our prayers may just simply be delayed. See, God is omniscient. He knows everything. He knows what is best for us, and he knows when we need the things that we need. Turn, if you will, to Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 31. Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 31. We read, "Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these other things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient is the day for its own trouble." Let God be in control. Allow God to answer prayers in His time. But we've also got to remember that our prayers must be in accordance with God's will. 1 John chapter 5 at verse 14. 1 John chapter 5 at verse 14. It says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." God knows what is best for us. Would you want God to say yes to all the prayers that you've ever prayed? Better yet, would you want God to say yes to all of the prayers that everyone else in the world prayed? See, that's why we need to pray according to God's will. We need to pray things that God would have done. Those in the world who aren't followers of God will pray for things perhaps that are not necessary or things that are against God's will. So He cannot answer those prayers. He cannot hear their prayers because only those who are righteous can have their prayers heard of God. Think of all the contradictory prayers that God receives because people ignore His will. Think about where we would be if God answered everybody's prayer with a yes. Even those who are not followers of Him. Think about where we'd be had Jesus not allowed God to make the best decision. In Matthew chapter 26 at verse 39 we read, "He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." I thank God that He sent Jesus to save us and that Jesus allowed God to do what was best. Try to see it from God's point of view. Romans chapter 8 at verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." And remember that we must be righteous in order for God to listen to our prayers. We read in James chapter 5, verse 16. James chapter 5, verse 16. "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." It says, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." You see, God has never promised to answer the prayers of an unrighteous man. We see in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. 1 Peter 3, verse 12. "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." And 1 John chapter 3, beginning with verse 22. 1 John chapter 3, beginning with verse 22. It reads, "And whatever we ask, we will receive from Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son Jesus Christ and love one another, as He gave us commandment. Now he who keeps His commandments abides in Him, and He in him. And by this we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. And John 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. You see, if we are truly living the way God wants us to live and thinking the way that God wants us to think, we're going to ask God for the right things. We're going to ask God to give us the things that he needs to give us. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9. Proverbs 28, verse 9. One who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer, is an abomination. We have got to trust that what happens is for the best when it's from God, whether we understand it or not. God knows what is best for us. We need to understand, though, that prayer is such a blessing. Prayer is so powerful, and we need to use it. We cannot be in a proper relationship with God if we are not praying, if we do not have a prayer life. Jesus says so in Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 7. He tells us how powerful prayer is. Matthew 7, beginning with verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you, who if a son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? You see, those people who don't even love God, they know how to take care of their children. If their children need fed, they'll feed them. They're not going to give them a rock when they ask for bread. They're going to make sure they have the things that they need. That's people who don't even love God. But imagine God himself, how he's going to take care of his people, how he's going to take care of his children, because he is God. Don't neglect your prayer life. Use it to your good and your neighbor's. God is listening to the righteous. Make sure that your prayers can be answered by God. Follow his plan of salvation, which is upon hearing the word of God, you'll believe it to be true. Repent of your sins or change your life. Confess Jesus as Lord and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins in water, and at that point you'll start to live a brand new life. You can be happy, you can know that you're sin free, and you can know that God is there to hear your prayers anytime that you need to talk to him. And he wants you to pray, he wants you to talk to him daily. So as a Christian, as a follower of God, as a disciple of Jesus, you can know that God is listening to your prayers. So have faith in prayer. Remember Zacharias and Elizabeth. They had given up on a prayer that they prayed a long time ago when they were younger so that God would give them a child. They had stopped praying that prayer, and then all of a sudden, God says, your prayer is answered. You will have a child. Years later, allow God to take the time that is necessary to make sure that the things that we ask for, we are ready to receive, and our life is ready to handle those. If you're not a Christian, don't wait till it's too late. If you're someone who has fallen away from the church and you'd like to come back, let us know, and we'd be glad to help you. If there is anything that we can do for you to better your relationship with God, let us help you. We thank you so much for joining us. Please join us again next week for Words of Truth.